The 2013 Business Forecast Luncheon is tomorrow from 11:30 until 1:30 at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. An audience of more than 1,000 is expected to attend to hear a conversation about the possibilities for the world's nations and regions' economic health for the next 12 months. The luncheon is sponsored by the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas. This week, I asked Kathy Deck, the director of the center, about what might be topics of conversation at tomorrow's event.
We look at this event as an opportunity to talk about how the global economic outlook really does impact the nation and then the state and then the local levels as well. And so we have speakers who come in and are expert on all of these different areas, but really it is designed for our audience to be able to take some insights back to their company and make Arkansas businesses and Northwest Arkansas businesses better off.
It's called a forecast luncheon. So a forecast, whether it be the weather or the economy, you know, there's no guarantees here.
That's exactly right. When we talk about forecasts, all good forecasters talk about a range and risk factors and all kinds of other caveats. But we're very pleased with the kind of speakers that we get and the level of forecast insights they're able to provide. Our people who came to the luncheon knew that the recession was going to be a recession before it was called a recession. They knew that the recession was going to end before the recession officially ended. And we think that we are able to provide those insights on a consistent basis because we bring such good folks in.
This may, I don't know if this is properly worded, but can, you know, if you're talking about the world economic picture and you're thinking about Greece and what might happen with the euro, can that be relatable to what's happening in Northwest Arkansas?
When you think about the core businesses that we have here in Northwest Arkansas, our largest employers, of course, are multinational companies. And so they care very, very much about what's happening in their markets and what their potential for growth in those markets is. Our employment base here in Northwest Arkansas, while it may not vary exactly with what happens in Spain, certainly what's going on in Spain is going to filter down eventually into how things happen here.
You're on the panel.
I am on the panel.
Also, Adolfo Laurenti.
Adolfo Laurenti is an economist with Mesirow Financial. He is an expert on the European economy in particular, also the Japanese economy. He'll talk about China. The world is large, and so he will obviously just hit the highlights of that. But we're particularly going to pay attention to Europe right now.
And Christopher Waller.
Christopher Waller is from the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank. He directs their research there. And so, of course, he has a great deal of insight into what's going on in our financial system and then our economy as a whole.
You have debt ceiling. We're going to hear those words, fiscal cliff, ad nauseum, I think, again, at some point. That will be part of the conversation as well, wouldn't it?
We will talk about how uncertainty does bad things to the economy. Mm-hmm. And I particularly am going to talk about a lot about confidence, because confidence, although it isn't enough to make your economy go, the lack of confidence really can be detrimental. And when we just are so uncertain about some of the basic things. What is our tax code going to look like? Are we going to, in fact, add spending to programs or subtract it? Those things really do hit our confidence levels, and that's detrimental.
And then confidence can freeze you.
And that's right.
Lack of confidence
absolutely can freeze you. And so you can refuse to make a decision either as a business person or as a community leader just because you're waiting for someone else to make a decision, and that doesn't help any of us out.
Our largest employers in this area are multinational, but there are many employers here who are more local.
There are many employers here who are more local who want to know things like, well, gosh, what is employment going to do in this region? What can we expect from our different sectors? Is construction going to be good or bad? All of those kinds of things. So we really will try to hit the region, the state, the nation, and then the global markets as well.
Concerns, I'm sure, on the western part of the state, for sure, about manufacturing. We've seen jobs continue to leave the Fort Smith region.
That's right. So we will look at Fort Smith as well. And Fort Smith obviously has been hit hard in the manufacturing sector, but that's not the only place it's been hit. There are those kind of multiplier effects, which we love to talk about when we get new jobs, but they're negative when we see the loss of jobs as well. So the Fort Smith economy has some catching up to do and some restructuring to do, and we will mention that as well.
Confidence, economic confidence is so intriguing to me, so fascinating.
That's right. So if, let's say, an employer believes that things are going to be better next year, then that employer might go out and employ someone new in order to meet that demand that they see coming, which, of course, means that person has a job. They're more likely to go out and spend, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If, on the other hand, an employer believes that things are likely to stay rotten, that they're going to hunker down, the mere fact that they hunker down means that the economy suffers.
Kathy Deck is the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas. The center's 2013 Business Forecast Luncheon is tomorrow, beginning at 11:30 at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. You can learn more at the center's website. That's cber.uark.edu. Just think Center for Business and Economic Research, cbr.uark.edu. Video from the Forecast Luncheon will also be posted at that website sometime after tomorrow's event.
Early in his career, Beethoven studied with the man who came to be known as the father of the symphony, Joseph Haydn. Haydn may have fathered the symphony, but it was Beethoven who nurtured it, who brought it to fruition. We'll hear the culmination of Beethoven's symphonic work, his Ninth Symphony, on Thursday's performance today from APM.
Performance today, tonight at 8 on KUAF 91.3 FM.
KUAF is supported by Ozark Natural Foods, Northwest Arkansas's consumer-owned food co-op since 1971. Offering local, organic produce and all-natural groceries, bulk foods, health and wellness products, plus a full-service deli. Ozark Natural Foods is located in the Evelyn Hills Shopping Center or on the web at ozarknaturalfoods.com.